Al Drapes getting ready for not the game tomorrow night, his game tonight. Already begun his stretching. When is the pregame show for your game tonight? Is that you or is it the High Flyer?
Nah, I got to call in on the way there. I'm hosting my own pregame show, so that would be nice, man. We need some play-by-play there,
too. Katie's keys to victory tonight.
I'm excited, man. You know, sitting here for 4 hours, I'm getting a little stiff, a little sore, so I got to loosen up a little bit. Got to, you know, stretch it out a little bit.
I like it.
Look at you.
No, I know what you're going through. If I were playing, I would have had to start what you're doing like two hours ago.
No, you said take some Advil. I might do that in the car on the way there. You know, a little anti-inflammation or something like that, you know?
Yes. So. Yeah.
What you balling in, if you don't mind me asking?
I got some Tatums.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I got some Tatums.
Brand Jordan guy.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Always a Nike guy. So, yeah, I got some Tatums I'm balling in tonight.
Are you John Stockton or are you Chris Webber with the shorts?
I'm C-Webb. It's crazy because the kids nowadays are John Stockton.
I notice. Come back,
right? The kids nowadays are John Stockton, but I'm still a C-Webb guy. You know, I was talking to my son about this the other day, and he said, if I wore those shorts like C-Webb in them, I couldn't do any crossovers. I couldn't go in between my legs. And I'm like, yes, you could. They did that back in the day. But these kids nowadays, no, they want the John Stockton shorts.
Are you going to look like you did on TV with the Deer and Fox jersey and the headband?
I'm thinking about the headband. The shooting sleeve was kind of tight. It was cutting off circulation. I think it might have been a kid's size, so I'm not wearing the shooting sleeve. But I'm thinking about the headband. I'm thinking about, I'm going to be that guy from White Men Can't Jump. I'm going to have everything laced up to the top, headband, got the wrist bands on and everything. And then they think, oh, this guy's a clown. I get out there and drop buckets on him then.
You don't know, though, what position you're playing. So, I mean, I could see you.
Positionless basketball.
I know, but you're going to want the Rock.
Oh, and I'm going to get the Rock. I'm not going to want it. Because I told you, that's my biggest pet peeve. Just because you're the smallest guy does not mean you're the point guard.
But if I'm inbounding and then I got, Schmitty, he always brings the ball up. And then the new guy who thinks it's De'Aaron Fox, do I give him the ball?
Well, I got to prove myself, of course. I can't just walk in and demand it and, But I tell you.
No. Because this is the thing. See, we're talking about superstars versus all-stars. Yeah. So you've already got the off-the-court cred in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's
true. He's going to be able to come in and already have some cachet.
I forgot about that. That changes
everything. Yeah, you're right.
Everyone is just going to be assuming.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to be like, ball. Yeah. Ball. That's it. That's
right. Exactly. What do you need, Mr. Draper?
Right, exactly. But,
James will be there with your popcorn.
I will say this. My game is like Domas. If I get the rebound, I'm bringing it up.
The rip and run.
Yes, the rip and run. And I'm waving everybody up. I'm like, go ahead.
You're waving them up for? Get out of my way. I'm waving them off.
It'll only take two or three trips down the floor, and they'll see.
Yeah.
I'm a facilitator. I'm a creator.
Are you waving off screens?
No, I welcome the screen because I'm not looking to get buckets just myself. I'm LeBron James. I like to, fill the stat sheet.
I'll tell you what I'm doing if I were playing you. I'm totally sitting on your left hand.
You know what's crazy? I'm stronger going to my right.
Oh, okay.
Go for it.
But you're left-handed though, right?
Yeah, but I dribble better with my right hand. It's crazy. Uh-huh. It's the craziest thing. And then I hit you with the lefty jumper. I got the running sky hook I might do tonight. I can knock down the three.
Got the sky hook still in the repertoire?
Yeah, I got the sky hook still in the repertoire.
In the toolbox.
Where would you put the over-under on your points tonight? Where would you put the line?
See, so I think it's a 44-minute game. So,
11-minute quarters.
11-minute.
I'd probably say 12. I'd probably say 12.
Ooh, 12.
Double digits for sure.
Uh-huh.
I'd say two threes.
Ooh. What? Ooh. Okay, I see you working,
come
baby.
Come on, man. Come on.
You're pulling from
you just said you haven't played in a while.
It's like I just need three trips up and down. It's riding a bike, man. I know my game. And I'm like Rip Hamilton with the mid-range game, too.
Okay. So I like the mid-range.
So two threes, two mid-range jumpers, a couple of layups, and three or four free throws. That's it right there.
They call them fouls?
17 or 18.
Six. Let me see.
Yeah, I think,
10, like 8. Yeah, you're like at 13. No, you're about 13.
Yeah,
you're at 13, 14.
I get that. Yeah.
Two threes, you said two or three mid-range joints.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so you're around 14 to 17.
You know what it is, fellas? It's the conditioning, that's my issue. The skills are still there. The shot, the playmaking, that's all still there. It's just, I'm going to need some blows. I'm going to need some time off.
It's a regulation court, right?
Yeah.
94 feet.
Well, you know? No, I don't think it's like 94. It's whatever we play at Lifetime. Okay. And pick up ball, I'm up and down. I'm good on that. And so
you're not the big man. You're not a what was my guy DJ Downs from North Carolina State? What was my guy Downs from Burns?
Burns.
Yeah, he was just I'll let you go ahead and take this offensive
route. That's kind of my game though. Right okay. Now, that's kind of my game. Yes. I'm telling you, I'm gonna report back tomorrow with the stat sheet. I'm gonna be in the locker room like Wilt with the 100, but it's gonna say 15 on it or something like that. You know, that's how I'm gonna
be. Don't take a picture like that. just take it on the desk and send it to us.
That'd be hilarious.
Don't post it.
Kyle Draper, I'm James. Interested. Yeah. Draper gonna be Magic Draper tonight.
That's my favorite player of all. That's who I patterned my game after. Magic Johnson, right there. I'm 100% Magic.
Correct me if I'm wrong, White. You are still petitioning to get your 2-on-2 situation going.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Right?
I just haven't gone anywhere with it. I've just kind of thrown it out there to see if there's any interest.
Oh, okay.
It's a little, not a lot.
In basketball?
Oh, yeah.
We would crush it. We would crush whoever it is.
We got too many people already. Even.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's three.
Well, three on
the big
three.
Yeah. No,
three
on three. Yeah, the big three is always three plus the one. Yeah. You know, two plus the one.
Like hoop it up back in the day.
Exactly. I don't know if they'd have enough people. It might not be fair. It might not be a fair fight.
Who's the midday producer? Simone? Nate?
Nate? Kyle, we'll give them all of them.
Simone.
Nate, we'll give
them
all of them.
And then Verlad, Dave, and Jason in the morning.
Yeah. It's
we can do we
mid-range
got
game around here, brother.
Yeah.
Like Drake said.
Like Frankie, Brendan, and Emil.
Yeah, come on.
There you go.
Guys, you know, kids nowadays, they don't want to go inside the paint. Those dudes would just be throwing up air balls
from
three.
Kyle Ledbetter, who
says he could dunk.
Posted a video of him
almost dunking.
Why do you post a video of you almost dunking? I asked him about
that's
that.
That's hilarious.
I wanted to be honest.
Hey, so. I got witnesses right here on the YouTube chat. NorCal Sports Report. Drapes can definitely hoop. Bam!
There you go.
A witness. I don't just talk a game, big fella.
Is he down there a Lifetime too?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, maybe he's got to represent. Put that back in there. NorCal Sports, are you a Lifetime achiever as well? Where have you seen Drapes hoop? How about that?
I've only played at Lifetime.
Okay.
Growing up, I was an outdoor guy. I played entirely outdoors.
Rattled the chains.
Yes, rattled. But the knees got bad. You know, that kills your knees. But I will play pickup anytime, anywhere.
It's hard.
I'm not afraid.
It's hard now to get people, at least adults, to play like outside. Oh, we can't get a gym. Let's play outside. I'm playing outside.
I ain't playing outside.
It's cold.
Now in SAC, they'll do it. Look at downtown SAC. What's that, Jay? 9th and Q?
I think they got through here.
Yeah.
Rice, a lot of folks. West SAC be jumping around.
West SAC be jumping.
A lot of cats, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, not in Folsom, man. They not hooping outside.
Really?
Not even the kids, bro. The kids are trying to go inside because they weak. You know, like, it's and the problem is everything is organized now, too, out in the suburbs. Kids just don't go outside and play pickup ball like they used to. You know, you got to open up a gym, got to have a coach there and all this. Man, get your butt outside and play.
In Vallejo, we live near Springstown Junior High. And then behind the school, they had basketball courts. Then there's a little slope. Then they had all the fields. There's like a track or something running around. And when I was a kid, we play basketball. There's people out there playing baseball. Just kids everywhere. Now you drive by there.
No kids out there in Vallejo?
Tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man,
nothing.
Kids, children don't ride bikes no more. Barely you see them out there. 100%.
Yeah.
I was just in Vallejo this past weekend, man. A little trans over off of Broadway.
Okay. Real quick. I know
seafood
we got
action.
It. I'll save it for later, fellas. But in the last 15 minutes, I'm headed to San Francisco tomorrow, and everybody always say, Drapes, did you stop at this restaurant on the way? I need to know the restaurants again on the way from here to San Francisco.
All right, 100%.
Because I'm going to need lunch tomorrow as I'm driving down.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
We'll say that for later.
Dinner.
Come right back. The scariest thing about these Pelicans with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports.
Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Little Foo Fighters with the Drive Guys. Get ready for Drapes game tonight. Get ready for the Kings. And the Pelicans, oh, yes, it's times like these for Kings fans. It had been a long time since we could enjoy times like these last year. And then this year, everything's still in front of the Kings. Chance for them to end up with a better season than they had last year. How about that? Right. It seemed
a week ago we were, you know, shoot. Yeah. Last Friday it was like we're done. Ugh. You know, get this season over with. You know, we're worried about a draft pick promised to Atlanta and all that.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about second round and playing to win on the Clippers.
I don't know if we are.
it should be fun, man. It should be fun.
Here's what worries me the most about the Pelicans. Because the Kings beat the Warriors largely because they dominated the possession game, right? I mean,
offensive rebounds,
steals, made the most of Warrior turnovers. In five games so far this year between the Pelicans and the Kings, we know that they haven't gone the Kings' way. The Pelicans in the five games have 55, 48, 42, 51, and 40 rebounds. That's 55, 48, 42, 51, and 40. That's 236 rebounds in five games, an average of 47.2. The Kings have 38, 38, 38, 25.
25, yeah.
And 32. They average 34.2 rebounds per game so far against New Orleans. So when you get out-rebounded like that, 47.2 to 34.2, if that were to be the case again tomorrow, awfully tough to win the possession battle.
Right. I mean, and the Kings have been a great rebounding team all season long, except against these guys, against the Pelicans. And when you talk about the possession game, we've seen the Kings' offense struggle at times. When you get extra possessions, then you get more cracks at it.
Yeah.
I thought that was critical last game against the Warriors. You know, I'm looking at Valanciunas' numbers, 14 points, 11 rebounds against the Kings. So who's doing the damage against us rebounding-wise? That's what scares me when it comes to the Pelicans, because Zion's not a big-time rebounder. Ingram's not a big-time rebounder. So how are they dominating the boards against us when Valanciunas, very good rebounder, but only averages 11 a game against us?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it the Herb Joneses of the world, the wing players getting these rebounds?
I know in the last game, and they only had 40 in the last game, the Pelicans did, against the Kings, but the Kings only had 32, and it was 5, 4, 10, 5, 4, 6, 4, 1, 1.
Mm.
So a little bit of everybody.
But also, we also have to realize, too, Whitey, what was the rebounding numbers last game? The total
was 40 to 32.
So not that bad. It was, you know.
Yeah. For this series, that was like, yeah.
We also have to look at, if the Pelicans are making shots at a high clip, there aren't as many defensive rebounds to get.
True.
Conversely, with the Kings missing a lot of shots, it's more for the Pelicans to get defensive rebounds. And so I think to your point, if we can get the possession battle, that means either A, we're being extremely efficient forcing turnovers, or B, we're getting second chance opportunities, which I think against this Pelicans defense is going to be critical. Mm-hmm. I mean, this Pelicans defense is, you know, their length on the perimeter is just so much to handle. I'm pulling up some of the numbers from this season regarding the Pelicans. Their defense, 6th in defensive rating, 3rd in steals, 5th in deflections, this Pelicans team. So to me, I look at their perimeter defense and how it has caused havoc for our guys, De'Aaron Fox, Davion, Keon. That's going to be the key. I don't, you know what? I'm not looking at the Valanciunas Sabonis matchup as much as I was before. I'm looking, can our perimeter guys, and I'm going to throw Keegan in there, I'm going to throw HB in there, outperform their perimeter guys? I'm not looking at the five matchup as much as I'm looking at the perimeter matchup.
Going back to that game in January, which was 133 to 100, when the Pelicans out-rebounded the Kings 51 to 25. Just running down the numbers on the rebounds. Ingram 4, McCollum 7, Herb Jones 3, Murphy 2, 12 for Valanciunas. And again, it was like just everybody.
Everybody.
Daniels 4, Hawkins 3, Marshall 4, 5 for Larry Nance Jr. So just, a little bit of everybody. 7 for, no, actually, I was looking at the wrong, 7 for Larry Nance Jr., 6 for Marshall.
Okay, so everybody.
5 for Daniels. 5,
6, or 7, right in that range.
Gang mentality.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's how I thought we did a fantastic job of that against the Warriors. It was gang mentality. We mentioned the other day of the 15 offensive rebounds the Kings had, only one by Domantas Sabonis. So other guys were crashing the boards. Mm-hmm. Other guys were crashing. Harrison Barnes, I thought, did a fantastic job. Keegan Murray. And also against the Warriors, I saw a lot of back taps from the Kings. You may not have grabbed the rebound, but you tapped it back out, you know? And so maybe that's a way to get those extra possessions also.
Well, the Kings, as we said yesterday, they clearly looked like the more athletic team against the Warriors, and they have not looked like the more athletic team, the bigger, stronger, faster team against the Pelicans.
No, not at all.
Not at all. And their length and size have been dominant.
Well, I think, to your point, we need to capitalize on our speed and quickness. Maybe transition buckets that you've talked about before is going to be critical. Think about this. And I know they have Zion, but tomorrow he's not playing. Kings are 15th in the league in fast break points. The Pelicans, 11th. They're a better fast break. And we got De'Aaron Fox. That should not happen. Like, Fox should get three or four transition buckets every game.
You know, I've mentioned that to you.
Yeah, you've said that a thousand times.
I can't understand.
It just doesn't make sense. And I'm trying to look at something we can take advantage of when it comes to this New Orleans team. What is something they don't do well? And I really don't see it. They do everything pretty good. They're a high percentage three-point shooting team, although they don't take a whole lot of them. They're very efficient, fourth in the league in three-point shooting. I'm trying to see, I guess their bench is where they're a little thin, especially now with Zion. They're 22nd in the NBA in bench points.
Right.
So we may be able to have an advantage there, or at least they won't have an advantage against us in that department.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, I know there's a ton of numbers that show that New Orleans, without Zion or without Ingram, they play pretty well. And remember Antonio Daniels telling us, he said they're used to playing without
those
guys because they miss a lot of games.
Yeah.
But here, to me, here's the key to tomorrow. Again, Antonio Daniels, remember we sat down with him before the last game, which was April 11th, and we asked him, what's really important for the Kings tonight? Do you remember what he said? He said,
quick
if you've
start,
lost,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He said, if the team's beating you four times in a row, you have to get off to a quick start. The Kings did not. And they played overall a decent game, but they lost the first quarter 34-23. Remember, I think it was, wasn't it 33-11 or 31-11?
31-11 at one
point.
Yeah,
and then that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so you got to get off to a big start. And it doesn't, in my opinion, have to be De'Aaron Fox. He's going to have his hands full with Herb Jones. Asking De'Aaron Fox to beat Herb Jones time and time again. Can he do it? Yes, but that's an awful lot. He's going to need some of his other guys to step up. I'm looking at Keegan Murray. What's interesting, we talk about Valanciunas. I'm looking at some of his numbers recently. He's a non-factor against the Lakers. Like, against the Lakers on Tuesday, 4 points, 10 rebounds in 20 minutes. He played 20 minutes against the Lakers the last game of the regular season. No, actually, 7 minutes he played in the regular season finale against the Lakers. So matchup-wise, he struggles against Anthony Davis. But our guy Sabonis kills Anthony. Like, it's weird how that is, right?
It
and
is.
So, you know, I that blew my mind that he's a non-factor against L.A., but all of a sudden he turns into the Incredible Hulk against us.
He turns into Domas's dad when he plays against the Kings.
Well, and I think part of that is because of their familiarity. Countrymen, they work out in the offseason together, and so they know each other's game. And I think Valanciunas, you know, and I'll keep an eye on this tomorrow. He's not biting on those pump fakes and everything. Mm-hmm. He knows Domas's game better than anybody, probably.
How many threes do you think the Kings end up taking tomorrow? The last time they played, 16-38. Really good percentage, 42%. Of course, the Pelicans made 55%. Do you think they'll be shooting a lot of threes tomorrow?
What's interesting, I got the numbers. Pelicans are the second best defensive team when it comes to three, limiting the three-point percentage. Teams only shoot 34.9%. And so, if I remember correctly, it was after that game, Mike Brown talked about, well, and he's talked about it a thousand times, the spray threes. That's going to be critical. I don't mind them taking threes. I want the catch and shoot threes. I don't want the off the dribble threes. I don't want De'Aaron Fox, you know, settling for a three. Touch the paint first. And, you know, I got to dig deeper, you know, in their stats. I don't know what their points in the paint defense is. But if you can break that first line of defense, then this open threes become more effective, you know. The problem is that's why they're so good. They don't have to help out as much. They don't have to collapse or sag off. They don't get beat off the dribble. So those open looks at threes just aren't there as much.
Kings get off to a good start tomorrow. They make a decent number of their threes. They're going to win.
You know, here's the thing, too.
Let me add one more thing. And you don't get out rebounded 60 to 18 right. or something.
And I believe, and, you know, we had, I forget our guest that we had on from New Orleans, his name. But
John DeShazer.
DeShazer, yeah, John DeShazer. You asked him about the home court advantage, the crowd and everything like that. I don't believe this New Orleans crowd is the type to will their team back to a win, if you know what I mean. Like, you get up early, especially after having lost six straight home games to Pelicans, I think that crowd will tap out. I think that crowd will be sitting on their hands, silent in there. That's why it's critical, like we were just saying, for the Kings to come out. Now, me, conversely, if they get up early, their confidence is already sky high. It's going to be tough to come back.
Which NBA team has the most approved this postseason? That's Ooh. Next with the Drive Guys on Sacktown. Oh, big night for Drapes. He's going to be playing basketball tonight, Lifetime in Folsom, and then he's on his way to San Francisco tomorrow. So he's looking for some places to have lunch. Jay, what do you think of, you ever been to Murillo's in Vacaville, Mexican?
Pretty good. Right there.
Did you Give drive it to right me. By it on the freeway? It's off right off. You see it when you drive by on 80.
Yeah, I'm trying
You're
to
going
think.
Down that way.
We're at Fairfield, though. Is that right off of
no,
Travis?
No, Vacaville.
Oh, you said Vacaville. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
All right.
Is that right?
Y'all trying to give me some spots?
Yeah, that's
or what?
Where. Yeah, I was. Well, actually, I was asking Jay before you came back because you know he knows a lot of these places. I was just wondering if he was aware of that place.
Yeah. All right.
I've been there once. I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, but Jay is.
Too many places.
Jay's the connoisseur of that.
Yeah, I'm chubby for a reason. I always tell people that.
Somebody was keep asking me about some burger place, and I always forget the name of it on the way down.
Depends on where you're at.
Billy's Burger Barn or I forget. The
Bill's
name.
Burgers in Vallejo?
You got
yeah,
Bud.
Bill, Bud's.
You got Bud's.
Bud's Burger.
That's Valley Joe right there, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a long list. Whitey can tell you about Bud's.
Is that deep in Vallejo, or is it close off?
Well, we used to go to the one on Sonoma, so I'm not sure if there's one that would be really accessible for you on the way down.
Or what you would have to do is jump on the 37, jump off right there, and then catch it.
Boom, turn back on 37. Bud's? This weekend, though. I don't know when they're closing.
Is it closed?
37 is closed this weekend.
Is it?
Yeah, they're setting it down for something. But I'm not sure when that starts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because your boy's hungry. I mean, I'm hungry right
Bud's
now.
Bud's Burgers is, there used to be a place of local called Bill's Burgers. Bud's Burgers is tremendous.
Is it worth it? Okay.
Oh,
Bud's
yeah. Been
Burgers.
Been around longer than I've been alive.
Really?
All yeah.
right. All right.
Bud's Burgers.
The down. Fries, you get the cheeseburger and the fries. And
yeah, Bud's
set.
Burgers, the truth.
You're set. On the text line here, some interesting comments. How about this? We were just talking about drafts. Who was the greatest draft pick in Sacramento Kings history? And they don't put the name on it, but they say Billy Owens traded for Mitch. Who was then traded for C. Webb. So Billy Owens, the greatest draft pick in Kings history.
Not because of his time in SAC, but what he netted us,
From the 916, if the Kings do not beat the Thunder, will you admit the Lakers are a better team? P.S. They did your dirty work on the Warriors last year. That's from Adam and Penryn.
Oh, somebody's
Thank you,
trying
Adam.
To.
Adam, for putting your name on a.
So somebody's trying to. Troll us right there. That's all right. That's all right. I get it. I'm not falling for that.
If the Kings do not beat the Thunder, would you admit the Lakers are a better team? Why? That doesn't even.
No, that's a Lakers fan chiming
yeah,
in right there.
I
He's
know.
Trying
that,
to.
That doesn't. I understand as a Laker fan, but why would we do that?
Yeah, I think he meant Pelicans. If we don't beat the Pelicans,
okay,
will well, we admit make, because they beat the Pelicans? They beat the Pelicans, so
see, Laker fans get confused.
Right, they don't even know what they're talking about. Right? Yes, exactly.
I feel confident tomorrow. Calling it now: Kings over the Pelicans, 116-109, and Kings over the Thunder, 4-2.
Did I tweet that? Did I put that in there? That sounds like me, overconfident. You know, already looking ahead to Clippers Dallas. Wow, we need to clip that, because if somebody's right about that, that's pretty impressive. So,
from the 916, Kinder's Barbecue in Fairfield for you on your way down.
You heard that one? Anybody heard of that one?
Good, but the sides whack.
Sides, what? The greens aren't good or what?
Yeah, nah, their sides whack, man. Like, they the meat is on point. It's kind of like, and you might know this, Gracie's from Vallejo. Mm. Have you been to Gracie's?
In I don't think Vallejo? I have.
Yeah, Gracie's meat, ribs falling off the bone. Fantastic sides, not so
really?
Much.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Kinder's sides.
Okay.
I like their sandwiches, though. Pulled pork, you know, when I did eat beef, the brisket.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with some fries, but, you know.
I'm hungry right now, man.
What team do you think, we'll try to get your mind off it a little bit, as best we can.
Yeah.
What NBA team has the most approved this year in the playoffs?
There's only one answer. The Boston Celtics.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I had a Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah. I mean, Embiid's banged up. So, I mean, I think the Celtics being the number one team all season long, coming up short against Miami last year. Like, if you don't win it this year, what are your excuses, you know? I think it's being laid out perfectly for them. Jimmy Butler's hurt. He's going to be out a couple of weeks. So, and if it's not Jimmy Butler, then you take on the Chicago Bulls in the first round. So you got a clear path at least to the second round of the playoffs. And so I think it's the Celtics, man. I think, you know, and obviously I follow a lot of Celtics people on social media. The arrogance coming out of that city right now regarding their team, you know, they're supremely confident. And so they got to back it up when it's all said and done.
Good point. I go Philly, and that's a good point, obviously, about Embiid being hurt, because it's like every year it's something with them. If somebody's hurt or this or that. Mm-hmm. At some point, if they're going to keep this thing together, they have to have success.
They do.
Or what's the point?
But you keep tinkering and adding. And so even if they don't win it this year, remember, this is the first year that Tyrese Maxey is like the guy, the second guy. Last year it was James Harden. And you got to look at Embiid's injury. They can still make some moves. Do they get in play for a Malik Monk or somebody like that? They have cap space and trade chips that they can move. They got picks that they can move because of the James Harden.
Shutting down Embiid.
Nah, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about Hartenstein. But let me throw out another team at you. How about the Milwaukee Bucks? They fired their coach midseason, went all in on Dame Lillard, Drew Holiday go.
I would say yes, but I think we already know the answer. They're not that good.
Right. Ooh.
And now I've just heard today Giannis could miss their first round series.
Yes. He's out. Yeah, so they're.
It's just like last year where he missed the first couple games. They were ousted.
And some people are saying, well, this, you know, the Dame trade and everything, it's not championship or bust this year. Well, if it wasn't championship or bust, why'd you fire your coach midway through the season?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, if it's building and, you know, it's going to take some time and everything like that, you know, why not keep Adrian Griffin around? And so I would put Milwaukee up there.
Mm-hmm. How about the Clippers? Just because they got some big decisions to make, and that's a team that obviously is built for the short term.
Yeah.
And if you have a team that's built for the short term and they don't actually do anything, there's no reason to keep that team together.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, because if you go back to January, they look like they were one of the favorites to come out of the West. People were buying in on them. Now nobody's talking about them. The Paul George contract situation, if you're Steve Ballmer, are you going to, you know, pony up 50 to 60 million a year for Paul George when the team hasn't, you know, made a Western Conference Finals? And so, no, you're right. And, you know, Kawhi is locked up. But Russell Westbrook, I believe, can become a free agent again. Paul George situation as well. They're moving into a new arena. And if you're Steve Ballmer, are you just running it back? They have some pressure too, yes.
Do you think the Knicks have a chance to get very far? They open against Philly. Two seed, but obviously no Julius Randle.
Yeah.
Do you think they have a chance to do
I think
much?
So. I think if Embiid was healthy, I think yes. I think the Sixers would win that matchup. I give the Knicks a chance. And then you look at their second-round possible opponent, Milwaukee or Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be favored in that one too. And so, you know, that two seed is perfect for them if they can get by Philly in this first round.
Yeah. So teams have won 50 this year. Boston won 64. The Knicks won 50. Nobody else in the
East. Yeah.
Then 57 for Oklahoma City and Denver, 56 for Minnesota, 51 for the Clippers, and 50 for the Mavs.
How many teams? Five teams, 50 or more in the West. Last year it was only two, right? Mm-hmm. Denver and Memphis last year. It's a much deeper Western Conference, and when I look at it, who's to say the Dallas Mavericks can't make a run?
I think they, and I don't like them. And you know, all season long, I've been trying to say, nah. They're definitely poised for one.
Think about it. You get by the Clippers, then who you got to face? OKC / Sacramento? You know, they could beat either team. They could be beaten as well, but they could, you know, any path where you don't have to face Denver until the Western Conference Finals. Maybe the Lakers do you a favor and upset Denver first round. I doubt it, but you just never know.
25-16 on the road this year. Solid. Do we have time for TC?
Always yeah. got time for time check for it.
Check it with TC. How you doing, TC?
Mike, check.
Yes, sir. Check it out, man. Look, first and foremost, before we get started, Drake, Whitey, JJ in the back, what's up?
What's good with you, man? You almost missed out, bro. We only got 15 minutes left.
I know. So listen, I got to make it quick, man. The Kings going to win tomorrow, man. Hey, look, I try to tell everybody, I like everybody, how is everybody using that exercise in the demons, bro. We really have to do that, dog. We got past the Warriors. We're going to get past the Pelicans, dog, tomorrow. And we're going to make big noise against the Thunder, dog. Seriously, look, hey, Domas, keep dominating. Keegan, keep pulling. Fox, you keep being a two-way player. Davion, Keon, you continue to be that dog you is. Hey, look. And everything is going to be all good tomorrow. Hey, look, I promise y'all tomorrow, hey, going into the weekend, Drapes, you got a game tonight. Good luck, bro. Go hard, man. Put up, hey, Drapes, put up 10-5 tonight, bro.
I got
put up,
that.
Put up 10-5.
I'm going to be keeping my stats tonight. I'm going to keep my stats tonight.
Keep your stats and put up 10-5 for us, Whitey. Yeah. Hey man, y'all grab the popcorn, bro, and get ready for tomorrow. Cause everybody gonna be an emotional ride tomorrow, but it's gonna be a happy emotion, bro, to get in the playoffs. I promise you. That's all I got, y'all. I just want to keep it simple. Check it.
TC, yes sir. My man giving me a pep talk here. Uh-huh. That's my guy right there.
10-5. You already said you got 17.
I know. You
already
said sure.
Triple-double off the bench.
I'll say 15, 7, and like 4. How about that? That's a nice little pick.
Are you really going to keep track of your assists?
No, I won't. See, I used to hate like the kids that my son play with sometimes. They're like, immediately after the game, I had 22 points. How do you know? You keeping track as you're going. And sure enough.
You're going to be grabbing rebounds from guys.
Right. 5. I'm going to be like, I'm going to count them out, right? I can't wait.
You know what? It's one thing for Brock Purdy to save a franchise. Now he's saving lives. Have you heard about this incredible story?
Yeah, I heard a little something.
Yeah, we'll come back with that. Wrap things up here. The Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. Oh, seems like we've been waiting ever long for the Kings to win a playoff series. Of course, you got to get to the playoffs before you can win a series. And you got to win tomorrow to get to the playoffs. Everybody, though, you're right. The whole city seems to be, as far as Kings fandom, in a much better frame of
so
mind.
So optimistic, right?
Yeah.
You know, feeling good. Feel like this team can pull it off. The negativity is gone. I actually like the feeling of this. I love it.
I know Jay's got some suggestions for you on your drive down to the Bay tomorrow. Just real quick, I know you're a big Brock Purdy guy. I guess you've already heard about this. But
Purdy.
As great as Brock Purdy is, he just shared the story this week on the McAfee show. He recently, the story says he saved a woman. Sarah Donche is a reporter at KPIX. She was walking her dog, and Brock Purdy was doing a photo shoot in Bernal Heights. This actually happened in February. And he says he's doing the shoot, and this woman's walking by. I see this thing trotting by that has a big tail. And I was like, that looks like a mini wolf. And no one else was going to scream, so I screamed, yo, there's a coyote. This is what Brock Purdy said. He said, that thing went running off. It could have been an ugly day on the shoot, but we saved her. Which is so funny because the woman says, my dog is really big. My dog is a Rottie. I have a Rottweiler. She says, I think he would have been fine She says, I can handle myself. I think it would have been no big deal. But the story is, we saved her. And the woman's like, that's no big deal. We would have been okay.
Now, you know what this is. They're setting it up for the movie, you know? Now, you know, last player picked, great quarterback, and he saves lives. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's so funny, though, to me. It went running off. It could have been an ugly day, but we saved her. There's coyotes all over the place in the Bay Area. Nothing to be trifled with. Don't get me wrong, but he's a hero because he said, yo, there's a coyote.
Oh, my gosh. Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Once again, you know, giving this guy more credit than he deserves, right? That's just how it is out here, I
guess.
GBG
wouldn't have said nothing.
Right. Just let her get eaten up by
Trey Lance
coyote.
Would have turned his back on the whole thing. Yeah. But
Brock Purdy
got it done.
Hey, lady, there's a coyote.
No, coyote. Thanks. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So Jay has some tips for you. And this applies to anybody heading down to the Bay for whatever reason. Now, we're talking about lunch tomorrow, right?
Yes, lunch tomorrow. Uh-huh. Around 12, in between 12 and 2 or so. Well, not 2 because I got to be on the radio at 2, but 12 and 1.
And all I would have real quick for you is Murillo's, Vacaville, and the Dead Fish in just over the bridge.
Yes, sir.
Dead Fish. When you get over the Carquinez Bridge.
Yes, Crockett. Yeah. That's like Crockett area.
Yeah.
I got one in Crockett for
Billy
you, too.
Joe and did you know that's where Green Day's from, Crockett?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right, what you got, Jay?
If we're going that way, so if you're going to go Shea Soul, Fairfield, soul food joint.
Shea Soul.
Yeah,
okay.
Shea Soul, C-H-E-Z, Soul. We already talked about Buzz Burgers, of course, in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Gracie's. Remember, my uncle used to be the mayor of Fairfield. So.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
What years?
20, 30 years ago. Uncle George is no longer with us, unfortunately.
Oh, man, he used
to be the mayor of Fairfield.
Speaking of Spanish, you said Murillo's. I got La Cabana and Sassoon.
La Cabana.
Love La Cabana, man. They got this like sampler plate that come with taquitos, burrito. Like this thing is tremendous.
Sassoon's
man.
Underrated. Would you agree? The whole region.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's expensive. You gotta have Kevin Gleason money. But yeah. Sticky Rice, which is in Fairfield,
good. Yeah, Sticky Rice.
You know, Chinese, definitely. Soul Trans, Vallejo. That's the one where, you know, you go and pick your seafood, they fry it for you.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it comes in a brown paper bag. Love it. Right next to the liquor store. You can get you something to drink. You know,
How many Vallejo places is that? That's already at least a couple.
Yeah, it's a few of them.
Yeah.
I was thinking you was going breakfast. Five Star Burgers, another one of Vallejo. Snappers in Richmond. Bobby Max and Crockett, almost to Richmond, same situation coming over
there.
I saw someone say this, Joe's Buffet in Fairfield. You're a huge sandwich guy. Have you been to Joe's?
I have not.
Oh, man, Joe's, they give you, my wife turns down the meat. They're like, don't put that much meat on my sandwich.
Really?
Yeah, man, and you go in there, get your little macaroni salad to jump off, you know, a little... they got some sides and chips, but huge sandwiches been around in Fairfield off of Texas for many moons.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Did I say we got to get the Gracies in there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in that area. I didn't go really to Richmond. I didn't go to Berkeley because that's not really like the middle, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You'll kind of be already moving through the Bay Bridge by that time.
Yeah, that's
so that kind of sticks, you know, Vacaville, Fairfield, Vallejo.
How about that?
I'm
Richmond.
Sad every time, you know, because I got to go down there tomorrow. I'll have to go down on Sunday when the Kings play OKC and Wednesday. So I'm all set right now.
We need Janaic's either a website or a guide.
I know
published.
We do.
Seriously,
yeah,
dude.
For
yeah.
People so
you're a foodie, man.
Oh, yeah. I am. Yeah, I'm all about the food, man.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think we've talked about Nations on here. Like, you can't go wrong with Nations. You know,
Sonoma Boulevard,
like
Vallejo.
Yes.
Sonoma Boulevard, Vallejo.
I mean, they're right there off of Vacaville, right off the 80 where you're talking about, literally, you know, situation. They're in Fairfield. Nations is everywhere. They're out here, too, so.
Yeah.
Guess what, fellas? So, remember I was talking about that sports radar thing?
Yeah.
How many times a team has beaten a team 6 times? It's happened a lot, actually. 2022-23.
Really?
The Brooklyn Nets beat the Sixers 8 times. Swept them in the regular season and the playoffs.
Just last year?
22-23. No, that's not right. This can't be right, man. 23-24. Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
When it was Ben Simmons last year, I think it was.
Okay.
So not this year, not last year. This is wrong, though.
Because 22-23 was last season.
No, it's 22-23.
Yeah, that was last season. Because this is 23-24.
22-23 Brooklyn Nets schedule.
Uh-huh. I didn't say you're wrong. I'm just clarifying which year.
The Sixers beat the Nets. Yeah, I got it backwards. The Sixers beat the Nets. The Bucks beat the Pistons in 18-19 eight times. It's happened a lot. According to this list, let me see. It's like 66 times, like it's in the history. So it's happened a lot, man.
All right. Well,
but it ain't gonna happen this time.
This year. Have a good drive down there.
All right, thank you guys. Yes.
Good luck tonight. Can't wait to hear back.
I'll report back. Yeah. Yep.
Thanks for being with us. Stick around. Janik. Did I say it right that time?
Janik.
Janik. What a great name. Thank you. I never get it. Huh? I can never get his name right.
Let's call him Jay.
His name's beautiful. I like his name.
He's J.R. Johnson, J.R.J. Show on Twitter. Right. Like, he calls himself Jay.
Yeah.
It's the only person that uses his real name is his family when they yell at him.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. When he's in trouble.
I think Frank LaRosa also uses his real name. And speaking of, stick around for Golf to Go next right here, Sacktown Sports.